This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jordan Kruger. Jordan, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Jordan, who are you and what do you do?
I am a data scientist with Block. Block builds enterprise-grade blockchain software, and part of the software suite includes an analytics platform, BlockView. So my main responsibility is building and overseeing the development of BlockView.
Jordan, how are you involved with blockchain?
I have been involved for quite a while now. So I first learned about blockchain while I was still in grad school. And at the time, it was still very early days, so I wanted to learn and absorb as much as I could. So I started networking in Washington, D.C., and I did stuff on the side with the Chamber of Digital Commerce. And it's been about a year now since I joined Block, and it's been really an exhilarating ride ever since.
Jordan, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
So that's a good question. I think we haven't really seen the biggest successes yet. We are still, I would say we're still in the early days. So a lot of the successes that we see now may only be small milestones along the way. I think that the past couple of years, there have been some interesting milestones. And the first one would be kind of the evolution of blockchain. So it first started off solely as people were focusing on how it could be used for a digital currency. So this we are now considering to be the first application of blockchain. So Bitcoin was the first application. Today we're seeing new ideas and we're really starting to push the limits of the technology. People are starting to think, well, what else can be used for digital asset? What else do we value? What else do we want to transfer? So you start hearing ideas of property records, digital identity, and health records. All those have unique challenges, such as privacy with health records. But now we're also really starting to hear the new buzzword is smart contracts. So this is taking the technology one step further by adding self-executing computer programmable conditions and rules. And the uses for smart contracts are endless. We're seeing a lot of new and innovative ideas, not just in the financial world, but also insurance, supply chain management, and those are just a few. The other big milestone this year has been an increased awareness and understanding and kind of a validation of the technology. So several years ago, when I would be at a cocktail party and start talking about blockchain, people would either not know what I was talking about or there'd be a negative connotation associated with it. Today, it seems to be that it's on everyone's radar. Big companies are investing R&D in it, and governments are at least entertaining conversations. So in 2016, several blockchain companies, Block was one of them, they were invited to an event hosted by the Federal Reserve, World Bank, and IMF to discuss blockchain and distributed ledger technology. In addition to this, in 2016, NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, hosted the Blockchain Challenge, which was a white paper competition for uses of blockchain in healthcare. So this year has been a big year because the U.S. government has started to initiate these conversations, and I think this will continue to be a big challenge moving forward. There are a lot of unknowns, and there will continue to be a lot of regulatory challenges.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I think that blockchain has the potential to revolutionize many different industries, financial, healthcare, basically you name it. And there are many different ways that it can do this. Some will be apparent, others will be hidden from the general consumer. And the front end may appear very much the same, but the plumbing inside is what changes. So let's just take the financial industry and let's talk beyond the case of digital currency transfer. I think that one's pretty straightforward. So thinking about what else we can do with blockchain. And one of the hot topics right now is digital identity. And why does this matter to the financial industry? Because having identity on the blockchain makes for a secure way for financial institutions to verify and authenticate someone's identity, which will really help with KYC, so know your customer, and AML, anti-money laundering checks. So these checks become a lot more efficient. And then thinking of other non-financial use cases, something that's receiving a lot of attention right now is supply chain management. And I think there are two big advantages here with using blockchain. One would be traceability, being able to trace every step and stage of the supply chain, going all the way back to raw materials. And this is important for two reasons. One, it ensures authenticity. And the other would be being able to trace missing items. So being able to ensure that you aren't getting counterfeit material, and then also it's not uncommon for materials to go missing. And then the other one would be that it actually helps make the supply chains more efficient. And also, I mean, this can be done because things can be timestamped. You don't have to wait for confirmation. Smart contracts can be triggered. So those are probably the big things right now that I see. So the financial industry and then supply chain management. I'm really, really interested with the supply chain management aspect.
Jordan, how will people make money with blockchain?
So this is a tricky question, and this is probably the one that people are most interested in, because people always want a simple way to make money. But it's definitely going to be hard work. There will be stories where people bought Bitcoin when it was just a few pennies, and now it's over $700. So that's one way people will make money, but that's not going to be the norm. And I'm unfortunately not one of those people. So for anyone who's listening moving forward, I think that it'll be very similar to the 90s with the internet boom. We saw a lot of companies who were trying to improve everyday processes, such as Amazon. They started with just trying to sell books and then started selling everything. And we'll see that with blockchain companies, trying to make existing industries and technologies more efficient through blockchain.
And what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Learn more, read more, and remember the sky's the limit when it comes to innovation. And of course, try to network. It is also important to realize that this technology impacts many different fields. So we need more than just the engineering talent. We also need people willing to take on the legal and regulatory challenges.
Well, thanks, Jordan.
Yeah, absolutely.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.